Much of the earliest lace was created with linen thread. Linen, in turn, is made from fibers found in the stalks of the linseed plant, also known as the flaxseed plant. Linen, linseed, flaxen, flaxseed. When they're inside the stalk, the fibers are bonded together by a strong, glue-like substance called pectin. Once harvested, linen stems are then allowed to rot, so bacteria can consume the pectin and free the fibers. From there, the fibers go through several processing steps to separate the valuable fibers from the disposable woody parts. The facilities where linen fibers were processed and purified featured terrible working conditions. Dust in the air caused a myriad of respiratory illnesses, and the work itself was arduous and created repetitive stress injuries in the wrists, back, neck, arms. Once the woody parts are removed, unspun linen fibers resemble a mass of blonde hair. If you've ever heard the term flaxen hair, this is what it's referring to. As a final step, linen fibers are spun together on a spindle or a spinning wheel into thread. Across time, spinning has borne a number of meanings associated with witchcraft and divination. In Greek mythology, the fates spun a thread for each human's future, cutting the thread at the moment of a person's death. In Sleeping Beauty, Princess Aurora falls into a deep and nearly unshakable slumber when, on her ill-fated 16th birthday, she pricks her finger on the sharp spindle of a spinning wheel. Sailors used to spin yarn together to make ropes, and as they did so, they told stories. If you've ever heard the expression, spinning a yarn, this is where it comes from. As a spinning wheel turns, it pulls and twists until at last the fibers spiral together as thread, at which point they are ready for the lace maker's hands. The poet Muriel Rukeyser wrote often of spirals as a shape. She describes the spiral as the life giver and carrier, the whirlpool, the vortex of atoms, and the sacred circuit. Linen thus goes from seed to thread, to hand, to lace, to story, to market, to craft, to culture, economy, power, dominance, class. It's intriguing that in its adolescence, European lace making saw a boom in demand and creation of lace with botanically inspired patterns, such as flowers, leaves, vines, and stems, which evoke, in part, the plant origins of the threads the lace was made from. According to one romantic legend, the first lace was created by a young Venetian woman who was attempting to translate the intricate designs in a piece of seaweed her lover had given her as a gift, with needle and thread, the tools she had available.